Chakshurunmilitamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatama Guru Padapadma, Nityalila Pravishna Om Vishnupad, Astotara Satashri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatama Siksha Guru Padapadma, Om Vishnupad, Astotara Satashri Srimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees.
Not so much.
Okay. This is a very beautiful song by Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he composed this song, Ujjvala Varana. This is a description of actually Krishna. Krishna himself took the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika because of three desires that were unfulfilled in his position of Krishna. That is, Krishna knows everything, but there are three things that he doesn't know. That is, he doesn't know the extent of the glory of Srimati Radhika's love for him. He also doesn't know what kind of relish she tastes when she experiences his four kinds of sweetness. The sweetness of his flute pastimes, the sweetness of his lila, the sweetness of his qualities, and the sweetness of his beautiful form. He himself experiences himself somewhat, but not as fully as he's experienced by Srimati Radhika. He also doesn't understand fully the pleasure that she experiences in their loving relationship. Krishna is Ananda, Purnanandamaya, that is, he's the embodiment of all bliss. One atomic drop of his pleasure can drown the whole world in spiritual bliss. But still he says that even though this is true, the love of Srimati Radhika drives me mad and bewilders me. So to understand these three things, he appears in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's not anyone other than himself, Sri Krishna, covered by the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. So Ujjvala Varana, this brilliant complexion of Gaura, golden complexion of Srimati Radhika, covering Krishna, he assumes her bhavs. Krishna's love, he's the embodiment of love. God is love, love is God. But his love does not go to the extent of her Madanakya Mahabhav. So he begs her, please let me borrow your love so that I can experience it. She says, yes, I'll lend it to you. And in that way, you'll come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when you do come in that form, then I'll also inspire you to come closer and closer to my moods in the form of my sakis, Lalita and Vishakha, who will take the form of Sri Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. There's a very, very beautiful song by Narahari Sagara, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing as a sannyasi, but actually he's Lampad Guru, Krishna himself, who's so much enamored by the gopis that he's embracing them so tightly that he becomes one with their luster, one with their kumkum, and that becomes his complexion. It's described in this song that he wears a saffron-colored cloth. That saffron-colored cloth is a combination of Srimati Radhika's red cloth and Krishna's yellow cloth. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And Srimati Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav of the highest exposition of sattvika bhavs, the eight kinds of transformation of the body, are finally experienced by Krishna in his form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he relishes his own names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is himself Krishna, and yet because he's Raso Vai Saha, or he's the taster, Rasika Shekhar, he's the taster of the highest pleasures, so he also wants to feel separation from his own self. That's another kind of pleasure, because that increases his meeting with himself, or his own Atmaram. Krishna is known as Atmaram, or he takes pleasure in his own self. But why? Because Srimati Radhika is a manifestation of his own self, one candle with two wicks, one stem with two flowers, one tattva, Shakti and Shaktiman, the supreme reservoir of all energies, the source of all energies, the controller of all energies, and the embodiment of his complete energy, which in turn makes him what he is, the Supreme Bhagavan. So that Supreme Bhagavan, finally tasting the highest love of himself and feeling supreme separation and meeting of himself, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is described in this song as wearing beautiful tilak. So when Radha and Krishna meet, their tilak also becomes somewhat wiped off by their love. And that combination is the beautiful renunciation tilak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we know about the love of Radha and Krishna, at that time we can know that all the love affairs, all the relationships in any relation of this material world is nothing but a perverted reflection of that. And then we can become supremely renounced from all these so-called loving affairs, which are actually lusty affairs. So the so-called lust of Radha and Krishna, their highest, most pure conjugal love, becomes the renunciation Vaishnava tilak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His gait is very slow, just as Srimati's gait is very slow when she goes to Nanda Bhavan every morning and cooks for Krishna. She can barely walk because she's so weighted down by her ecstatic bhavs, hair standing on end, trembling, tears, pallor of the complexion, and she looks like she's almost about to break as she walks with her ecstasies, and her maidservants have to hold her around her waist because thinking that her very thin waist might break due to her heavy ecstasies. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna finally having grasped the moods of Srimati Radhika, who is the embodiment of the highest love of God. So his gait is very slow and trembling. His lips are trembling as he's chanting the holy name. His eyes are red because Radha and Krishna get no sleep at night because they're absorbed in their loving affairs. And then their sakis awake them in the morning that you must get up now even though you haven't rested at night. Otherwise your in-laws will all find out about your pastimes. The combination of Radha Krishna's pastimes as an appendix, seen from her point of view, just we wonder, what is the other person thinking? They're acting in this way, but are they really thinking in the way they're acting, or how are they thinking? Why do we think like this? Because it's coming from the absolute truth, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. All feelings, relationships, thoughts, frustrations, pains, pleasures, separation, and meeting are all nothing but perverted reflections of the reality. The perverted reflection of a tree reflected in a muddy river, if we try to get a flower or fruit from that tree, what happens? We just get muddy water. Always frustration. If I try to get some mangoes or sweet cakes, like the cake we had last night, reflected in the mirror, what happens? Frustration. I only bang on the glass. But because the reflection is there, it means the reality is there. So Radha and Krishna are the sum total of all things. And Krishna has come as the supreme guru to teach us how we can also become a servant of Srimati Radhika, who experiences the highest love of Krishna. And through her, we can also experience the highest love that is possible for a jiva. Thank you.
Radhakanta Prabhu has given Pushpanjali and Vrinath Prabhu can read it from San Francisco. He wanted to come here, but he could not come. So he has sent. Not so long.
Ajnana Timrandasya Jnanandjana Salakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpaturukhyasya Kripa Sindhavi Evatya Patitanam Pavanetyo Vaishnavetyo Namo Namaha. Yesterday we observed the auspicious appearance day of our beloved Gurudev, and today we want to just continue a little bit by reading the offering of Sriman Radhakanta Prabhu from San Francisco. Actually, on this day of the appearance of the spiritual master, all the disciples all over the world, all the followers, all the ones who are inspired by Sri Gurudev, they become very happy because this is the most auspicious event in their life. Every day we should observe this, every moment. And as we are properly adopting the process which so mercifully given by Sri Gurudev, we will realize that every day our heart becomes more and more occupied by the merciful appearance of Gurudev. Just like the sun comes up, gradually everything becomes more and more clear. So every day, practicing properly, we will see how Gurudev will manifest himself within our heart. And those who have taken Diksha, especially taking seriously the process, they will experience this for sure. So we are so happy on this special occasion. I wish I could say more, but yesterday already I was not allowed to say anything, and now again Gurudev doesn't want to continue too long, but know it for sure. My experience is that every moment being in association with Sri Gurudev, our heart becomes more and more purified and more happiness. The happiness which reflects from Sri Gurudev is non different from the happiness which is there in Sri Nityananda Prabhu and originally in Srimati Radhika. How happy they are serving Krishna. The Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, which is present fully in the heart of Srimati Radhika. Balaram Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gurudev is direct manifestation. And observing, being in Gurudev's association, we see how happy he is, serving 24 hours, no problems, always helping the devotees. One simple thing I would like to share with you, I'll keep it short and then I'll start Radhakanta Prabhu's beautiful offering. Knowing that all over the world, yesterday and the day before, the devotees were observing Gurudev's appearance in Delhi, in Houston, in San Diego, in Bath, in Canada, Saranagati, in Birmingham. Whatever the devotees could gather, they gathered in Delhi, in Harinagar. They gathered together. Even rain was there in Janakpuri. They came to Harinagar and observed all the Delhi devotees in Vrindavan, in Mathura, and all were so happy. So Gurudev asked a question to one devotee in Fiji, and today he asked the same question to another devotee who came to him. And these devotees were initiated according to their understanding by any guru, in the process of Krishna consciousness. One was initiated for 20 years, and Gurudev asked them, "What is your relationship with Krishna?" And then the devotee answered, "Krishna is my father." Then Gurudev asked, "What about Mother Yasoda? Who is Mother Yasoda?" then he could not say. Yeah. So Gurudev said, this is the first thing which Gurudev will give you upon initiation. Yeah, when we receive initiation, it means we are entering the school of initiation. And Gurudev will first, he will give us our relationship with Krishna. What is the relationship with Krishna? So Krishna, he is the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Yeah, and we are mercifully receiving the opportunity to develop our transcendental form, which is non-different from being the dasi of the dasi of the dasi of Srimati Radhika. Yeah. So who is Krishna? Who is Mother Yasoda? Who is Nanda Maharaj? Who are the father and mother? Yeah, Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kritika Devi of Srimati Radhika. All these relationships will become very clear once we receive Diksha properly. So these devotees became very happy and they at once were very inspired to practice properly. So this is what the Guru is giving, the bona fide Guru. He is giving us our proper relationship with Krishna. He will take away all our desires for engaging in sinful activities. He will even take away all the bad habits which we are performing. And then everything becomes very auspicious. This is the sign we are practicing properly, and this is the mercy of Gurudev. Now this offering has been submitted by Srimad Radhakanta Prabhu. Many of you know him. He is a very wonderful devotee, helping everywhere as much as he can. And he wished he could be here. Many devotees have written offerings. Also here I know that many of you want to read your offering. Yesterday, Damodar Priya Didi, she wrote a beautiful offering. I had it ready for reading by yourself, but time was not there. And even today Gurudev asked, where is the offering? So perhaps tomorrow we can bring it and you can read it. Dear Srila Gurudev, I offer my most heartfelt loving dandavat pranam to the lotus feet of Om Vishnupada Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj on this most auspicious day of your appearance into this world. I also offer my prostrated obeisances likewise to all of our Rupanuga Guru Varga, especially Om Vishnupada Sri Srimad Gorgovinda Swami and Om Vishnupada Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who have given so many of us Western devotees inspiration and guidance. I regret that I cannot speak this to you in person in Australia, as I had desired, in the company of all your loving disciples. Please accept these words of praise and honor from the least significant of your followers. Acharyamam vijaniyam navam yeta karhichit mamarcha budhya soyeta sarapadevamaya guru. Know the Acharya to be as good as myself. Never disrespect him. Never envy him or consider him an ordinary man, for he is the sum total of all the demigods. Your jewel-like personality is reflecting not only the good qualities of all the demigods, but also the qualities of our previous Acharyas. As the head of our Sampradaya, Lord Brahma underwent severe austerities in order to understand and preach the glories of the Vedas. So, you also have spent your whole life practicing strictly Krishna consciousness, performing Nam Bhajan, studying the Shastras, performing Brajamanda Parikram, and serving your Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Now you are spreading the fruit of these practices to the whole world through book publication and worldwide preaching. As Narada Muni is so tricky in his dealings with Krishna and the devotees, you are also so tricky and delightfully playful in your dealings with all of us. As Vyasadeva wrote down all the important scriptures for the benefit of mankind, you are translating and commenting on the Srimad Bhagavatam and the literatures of the Goswamis for the benefit of all. As Sukadev Goswami perfectly distributed the Srimad Bhagavatam for Parikit Maharaj and all the sages, you are continually doing kirtan of Srimad Bhagavatam everywhere you go, giving the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam in just 7 days. We know that everywhere we go, we will go for 6-7 days, and Gurudev will go through the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, giving the essence. This is so wonderful. Asvi Titanya and his parikars, relish Prem Nam Sankirtan, you are relishing. You are revealing to the devotees who have been tinged with years of Vaidhi Bhakti that there is another bhakti called Raganuga, and that is the treasure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. As a true Rupanuga Vaishnav, you are revealing the internal status and significance of Srila Rupa Goswami. He gave the world Gauranga's treasure of divine love, being Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam, the same you are doing. As Raghunadas Goswami was an intimate associate of Srila Rupa Goswami and exhibited such love and attachment for the service of Srimati Radhika, coupled with divine detachment from this material world, so you are exhibiting these qualities in the same way. Who else but such a close associate of Srila Raghunadas Goswami could imbibe into our hearts attraction to the service of the divine couple under the guidance of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath? As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur poured his heart and soul into his writings, especially the Jaiva Dharma, you have translated this most important work for the benefit of the whole world. As Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did such bold preaching in India and desired it to be spread to the Western countries, you are fulfilling that order, continuing the work of Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. As your Gurudev was so affectionate to his disciples and personally trained them, you are doing the same for your disciples. Uppaniya tuya shisham veda maya madhya payad vidya sankalpam sa rahasyam satam acharyam prachak sate. An acharya is not only one who only confers the sacred thread. He trains his disciples in sacrifice and teaches them the confidential meaning of the Vedas. Such a spiritual master is an acharya, according to saintly authorities. As all our acharyas are worshipable, you are similarly worshipable on this Vyasa Puja day. Gurava Bhava Bhava Santi Shishya Vitta Paharaka Durlabha Sadgurur Devi Shishya Satta Paharaka. Many gurus take advantage of their disciples and plunder them. They exploit their disciples for sex and use them to amass wealth. But a guru who can remove the miseries of his disciples, that guru is very rare. Lakhs and lakhs of cycles of births and deaths have passed in this material world following materialistic men, pseudo-religionists, Mayavadis, Buddhists, and even pretentious so-called Gaudiya Vaishnava gurus. If anyone should finally be happy, relieved, and appreciative of a true bona fide Sadguru like Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, it is this fallen Radhakanta Das, praying to stay in your association and the association of pure Vaishnavas. I offer this glorification on the occasion of your holy appearance day, February 12, 2002. Hare Krishna.
Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana-salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa-sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namah Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo. Yang prabrajanta manupetam apeta krityam dvaipanyane virakataraya juhava putreti tanmaitaya tarvo bhinedu tang sarvabhutaridayam munimanutoshmi tvai vasmi tvai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vijnay radhe tang naimam charanam. First of all, we should know that those who accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who accept Nityananda Prabhu, all are in one family, and that is called Gaur family. It may be some difference of some special thing like Narottam Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, Jahnavi Parivar, Roop Parivar, like this so many. But mainly they are one, Gaur family. It has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who are initiated or not initiated? No. No question. Only accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and in their guidance they want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, they are Gaur family. Gradually from Kanishth to Madhyam, from Madhyam to Uttam Devity. So we must try to honor them. We should not criticize. We should take their qualities and do bhajan. This is the aim and object of our life, so that we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First you will have to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will what?
Manifest
in the form of Radha and Krishna conjugal. And this is a very easiest process. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Sri Rupa Goswami is called Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Sri Rupam Mayam Dadati Me Shupada. I think that if you want to know about Rupa and his instructions, you will have to offer yourself in the lotus feet of Saptam Goswami Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Nowadays, without him, there is no way to enter in the way of Rupa Goswami, process of Rupa Goswami. And I think that his last work and highest work is Jaiva Dharma. If you want to enter in bhakti realm, if you want to know something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the process of Rupa Goswami, you will have to follow. Very easily, through this Jaiva Dharma you can know. So I think so many devotees told me that you gave a class in Germany for 7 days or 6 days about Jaiva Dharma. Oh, everyone here and there, in world everywhere, all are appreciating that thing. So we should not try to jump on the rush tree on the top. First we should be in the root of that tree. Gradually we should try to go up. If you are jumping, then you must fall. So don't try to. I've told so many times to all, but some are desperate, very desperate. They want to go, be on the top, not in bottom. Anyhow, they are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they have some wish. So, we should try to tolerate them and to give some instruction not to do like so. So, time to time I do like chastise, not to do like this. We should first follow Gita, other books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Siksha, then Rupa Siksha and others. So I am going to give a class of Jaiva Dharma. By this you can enter. And this is very necessary. So we are doing pranam to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Baraya. He is Rupanuga, but Gaura Shakti. Who is Gaura Shakti really? Gadadhar. So he is not different from Gadadhar Pandit. His manifestation. So he should be pleased with us and sprinkle his mercy to us so that we can serve Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and finally should enter in the Radha Krishna service. So I am beginning this doing pranam of what is Rupanuga? What is Rupanuga? Can you express what is Rupanuga? Very. I'll give you. What is Rupanuga? What do you mean by Rupanuga? Rupanuga Bharaya.
Vataya Chakshu Unmaditam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. To be a Rupanuga is to follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada. In a deeper sense, we can understand who Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is in the form of Sri Rupa Manjari. The subject matter is very high. To follow in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami is to be a servant of the divine couple in a particular mood of service. That particular mood of service, the subject matter is...
No harm.
No.
In brief, you can.
Okay.
As a Gita.
They can render service to the divine couple in a very beautiful and unique way, where they have a very intimate connection with serving Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Their contact with Sri Sri Radha and Govinda is unlimited because they're very young. And these young gopi girls are headed by Sri Rupa Manjari. So to follow in this line is to be a servant from the bottom to the top. To serve Sri Rupa Goswami is to start to follow Upadesamrita. How beautiful it is that such the highest devotee of Srimati Radharani has come to the lowest point of giving us Sri Upadesamrita. They've come from the top to say, oh my dear friends, gather up your senses, control your senses. Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam, like this. Control your mind, your body, your speech. And he's giving his teachings this way and then gradually up and up and up to take us to the pinnacle of human, or the pinnacle of attainment for any jiva soul is to become a servant of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. So to be a Rupanuga is to follow in this line.
Thank you. You? Something more?
not elaborately, like a class, 1 hour. Simple.
Om Agyanam Timirantasya.
Don't.
Gurudev has asked me to speak on Rupanuga Vaishnavism. So
try to know all. Especially who they don't allow to read the books of Rupa Goswami. How they will know what is Rupanuga? And that is why they are bound to fall down. They should know Rupanuga. So I ask this question, that you should also have an idea what is called Rupanuga.
In order to understand the word Rupanuga, Rupa means Rupa Goswami, or as Sri Bajbalava Prabhu said, Rupa Manjari. Anuga means to follow. In order to understand the meaning of Rupa Anuga, we have to know the meaning of Raga Anuga. In order to understand Raga Anuga, we have to understand Ragatmika. Rag means absorption, such a total absorption in the object of love, Sri Krishna, and a simultaneous, unlimited, unquenching thirst to attain him. This is Ragatmika, the rag or absorption in the atmas or the souls of the associates of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. These Ragatmika devotees are of four kinds: servant, parent, friend, and beloved. The followers of the Ragatmika Bhaktas, the residents of Vrindavan, are called Raganugas.
They're
performing sadhan bhakti in order to attain the footsteps and the association of the Ragatmika Bhaktas. The Raganuga sadhan bhaktas, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and their followers, all the way down to our present acharyas, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and his followers, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're all Ragatmika Bhaktas, but they've taken the sadhak form as Raganuga sadhakas in order to teach us how to come to that platform of externally following the rules and regulations of that sadhana, and internally, when one is advanced enough, to meditate on his spiritually conceived siddhadeya or spiritually perfected form as a manjari. So there's Ragatmika, residents of Goloka Vrindavan. Their followers in sadhana bhakti are called Ragatmika, Raganuga. And Raganuga, just as Ragatmika is of four kinds, so Raganuga, those sadhaks who are following in their footsteps, praying to become like them in the authorized prayers of our Goswamis, following the instructions of our Sat Goswami, the seventh Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his followers. Then there are four kinds. Again, servant, parent, friend, and beloved. Within those, beloved is the conjugal associates of Srimati Radhika as conjugal lovers of Sri Krishna. Then Raganuga in conjugal love has two divisions. One is called Tat-Tat Bhava Ichchatmika, and the other is called Samboga Ichchatmika. Samboga Ichchatmika, Raganuga Sadhan Bhaktas, are followers of Lalita, Vishaka, Radhika. But for a living entity, no one can follow as a conjugal lover of Krishna. If one tries to follow that sadhana, he'll immediately fall down as a sahajya. There's no such thing as a living entity, a conditioned living entity, who can have that bhav of sambhogatmika. the living entity can go utmost to tat tat bhava ichatmika, that is, tat tat bhava, the bhava of Lalita, Vishakha, and ultimately Radhika, accepting their bhava in the heart by serving them. In other words, whatever Srimati Radharani experiences in her service to Krishna, her maidservants experience the same thing. Whatever happens on her mind, whatever happens on her body, is also experienced by those maidservants in that realm called Tat Bhava Ichatmika, that part of Kamatmika or Madhurya Bhav Rati, the relationship with Krishna in conjugal rasa. Again, it has two divisions, Sambhogatmika, like Lalita, Vishakha, and ultimately Radhika, and the living entity, the conditioned living entity, can only follow up to Rupa Manjari, which is the highest pinnacle of devotion for the jiva, for the fortunate jiva. The conditioned soul can follow that sadhana, tat tat bhava, ichatmika, that anuga, that following, which is called Rupa Anuga. Every Rupa Anuga sadhaka is within the category of Raga Anuga. They're within the category of the four. But not every Raga Anuga sadhaka is Rupa Anuga. This is a special kind within Madhurya Ras. Within Madhurya Ras, there's a special attachment to Krishna. When the attachment to Srimati Radhika is as much as that to Krishna, or almost as much as their attachment to Krishna, this is called Suhrit Bhav, the friends of Radhika.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just getting to a really good...
Don't make it complicated. Okay. New person, they will not understand all this.
Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bhav.
You are telling all these things very good.
What?
You should know that there are two kinds of sadhak. Sadhan bhakta and bhav bhakta. He was of bhav bhakta sadhak, not a sadhan bhakti, but bhav bhakta. And he was like Raganuga. No question here. He was very fond of Krishna. He was in the side of Krishna, below Mangal. So what you can tell him. You can read his book, Krishna Karanamritam. Mahaprabhu liked it. So he was Raganuga and bhav bhakti. To be a real sadhan bhakti, it is very hard. Having some mode of what is our mode and what is our object of bhajan. That is what to achieve? Oh, bhav. This is sadhan bhakti. Kriti. So it will go longer so much. So I am telling Rupanuga, how Rupa Goswami followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his father form, in the form of a Rupa Goswami. How? He Radhike, Vrajadevike, Chalalite. Kalindi Vanne. Ghoshantavit sarvatai khedai maha.